here in Good Morning Scotland. We're marking the Jubilee with a series of reports from Royal Deeside. Our reporter Hugh Williams has been taking tea and biscuits with some of the ladies of Braemar WRI and talking to them about their earliest memories of meeting the Queen.
The first time that I ever saw Princess Elizabeth, as she was then, was in 1947, as was my father's wont. He took us all for a run in the car. We had a standard eight, just a very small car. And so we came down the road and we met this larger car coming the other way, which pulled into the side to let us past. And it was Princess Elizabeth with Prince Philip. And that was 1947. It must have been the end of July, I think, just after they got engaged. But I remember also that we went to church and sat in the farm pew at Crathie Church. And as the service went on, we could see Princess Elizabeth, the royal family in the transept on the right. And I remembered the way that Princess Elizabeth kept fingering her ring all through the service. So, and then of course she got married later that year.
We were at school here in Braemar and the headmaster brought us all into the assembly hall and put the radio on, and we listened to the broadcast telling us that George was dead and that Elizabeth would be the next queen. And I do remember that quite vividly.
Do you remember what you thought about it at the time?
I didn't really think anything. It didn't mean a great deal to me, really. I knew it was a significant event, obviously, or we wouldn't have all been in the assembly listening to the radio. But it didn't really register too much. Perhaps if I'd been a bit older, it might have been different.
I remember seeing photographs of the Queen coming off the plane from...
She'd been in Kenya.
Yes. And I remember the photographs then and thinking how sad that was, that she was having such a lovely holiday, and how awful to find that her father had died.
The highlight of your year would be at the Highland Gathering when you were doing your Highland dancing, showing off your skills or otherwise. And the girls were chosen at random to present a bouquet to the royal family. So I have pictures of my sister and myself presenting bouquets to the royal ladies. The first bouquet was presented in 1953, which would have been the coronation year. So my sister was the very first one to present a bouquet to the Queen.
We've all found it very difficult to change God Save the Queen from God Save the King. It was terribly difficult to remember to say the right word.
Because you've been singing God Save the King the whole time, of course.
For a lot of years, actually, then, for me at any rate. And that's the thing that I remember most, is how everybody sort of stuttered and to try and get the right one out, because we'd been got into such a habit of singing God Save the King.
I remember Coronation Day vividly because it sticks in my mind, because I was totally embarrassed. The WRI put on a fancy dress parade for all the local children, and I was 10 at the time. And my mother was quite a skilled seamstress, and she'd made me a beautiful Pierrot outfit with the frilly skirt and the big pom-poms down the front. But she had made it in crepe paper, and I had this shocking pink frilly skirt and top with the black pom-poms all down the front that she'd made out of crepe paper, and they were all sort of fastened onto my knickers and vest to keep them in place. Well, after the fancy dress was judged, we had to walk through the village, and it was pouring with rain, and my Pierrot dress disintegrated and my legs ended up being black and shocking pink stripes running down into my white ankle socks, and I was mortified, so this was left in my knickers and vest. And I've never forgotten that.
Indeed, and I can see why. Thanks to Sheila Bernard, Mary McNaught, Eve Soulsby, Norma Sodworth and Pat Thompson. And on Monday's programme, memories of when the Queen tried to steal a corgi. Well, kind of.